Denise England's colleagues have a nickname for her.
Several years ago, I worked in solid waste, and so there I was known as the trash diva, whatever that means. And then they said, well, we have a new name for you now. It's going to be the water queen.
As the water resources program manager for Tulare County, England connects state and federal funds to communities with water issues. Last year, the drought hit Tulare County hard, with a number of dry household wells spiking in 1 month to 300, then 600, then 900.
Currently in Tulare County, we have just over 1,000 dry private domestic wells. And so those folks have the most urgent need because they're not part of a water system. And so if they have a dry well, that means they have a dry house.
Most of the dry wells in the county are in the community of East Porterville. But this year, wells across the region are plummeting. It's England's job to come up with long-term solutions for those with dry wells.
Maria,
Maria Marquez lives in the tiny community of Highland Acres in Tulare County, known to locals as Oakyville. This once Dust Bowl-era squatterville of 89 homes housed migrants from Oklahoma. Today, it's mostly a Hispanic community. Only one home on Marquez's street has a working well. Hoses run from the well to neighbors' faucets. Marquez's well went dry last June. She says the well started making noise, the amount of water decreased, and then sand started coming out of the tap. Today she has running water, thanks to a pressurized tank provided through the nonprofit Self-Help Enterprises and Tulare County. Her tank is about half full at the moment and is filled every 15 days. But for Marquez, the tank is a short-term solution. She is rallying her community together to gather support for a water system, a couple of strategically placed deep wells with lines to each home. But that can take up to 5 years to create and is expensive. Communities like Oakyville need water ASAP. She says, I hold the community meetings in my home because I want a public water system. I don't want to lose my homes. I really want to solve this because I like living here. That's where the water queen Denise England comes in. She, her team, and nonprofit organizations across Tulare County are tallying the number of wells going dry and installing 15 water tanks a week. At that rate, it will take 1 year to put a patch on the problem.
The California Disaster Act assistance has not been used for a drought before. You're trying to take things that make a lot of sense in a flood or a lot of sense in a fire, and then you're trying to apply it to drought.
It's an unprecedented time where Tulare County is telling the state what it needs to do, and changes are happening speedily.
There's not a lot of written documentation, which is nice because once we get the okay to do something, we're able to just go do it. We're not waiting on an agreement.
One of those changes has to do with landlords. A month ago, a landlord couldn't apply for a free tank on a property he rented and did not live on. This kept renters without water. Eric Lamoureux is with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
The struggle we've been having in Tulare County is that landlords didn't want to talk to county officials. And so that's really what held us up.
Now Tulare County is working on a process where a landlord has the option to take the free tank, but has to pay for installation fees. If the landlord can't afford that and still wants a tank, then they can't charge rent, because landlords must be able to provide water to renters. If living conditions get really bad for renters, then Tulare County will red tag homes, but only as a last resort. But remember, water tanks are still only a short-term solution. England wants to see communities either linked into existing water systems in cities nearby, or for isolated places like Oakyville to create their own water systems.
We're sort of blazing the trail for the rest of California and I guess the rest of the nation.
She hopes to approach the governor's office this summer with a plan to streamline the process so long-term solutions for Valley communities with water issues won't take 5 years or more to create. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.